The following program is recorded as part of the studio audience.
Couple ooh scary.
Like, I don't know about you, Scoob, but like, this place is starting to give me the creeps.
Yeah, I'm with you, Shaggy.
Like, I bet this place used to be an old radio station, Scoob. Like, there's a door, Scoob. Like, quick, open it up. Like, what's inside, Scooby?
Oh, old records.
Like, let me see. Like, there's a bunch of tapes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, Scoob. Like, it's a button. It says, do not push.
Let's push it.
Like, here goes, Scoob.
Oh, yes, yes. Come on, Cloud Paw. Say something weird. Let's rock and roll.
Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph. Harumph.
Consciousness. We're going to have consciousness. It's all in your consciousness.
It's always the new age people like,
can we use the word consciousness?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'll put my foot up your rear end in your consciousness.
Stuff from the nearby galaxy.
Stuff from the nearby galaxy. What kind of stuff? Galaxy stuff. Hope y'all got that Texas lingo in me.
You know what? I was getting pissed off listening to that bitch.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Oh, here we go with that. Contact the dead, because my consciousness made me do so.
Night in the Kanyiking!
And that big show. How about go together?
Who mocks him and laughs at him as he's repeatedly crushed and maimed! Hope you enjoy it!
Good evening, welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Those of you out there, Jackalope Radio, Jackalope 105 FM, and the nightbreedshow.wix.com. Welcome everybody in chat, almost a full chat tonight. Got a lot of stuff to cover, and it's going to be a good one. Yeah. All right. The first... Here's an oldie, a classic, and one of the best dang songs the Who's ever done. Yeah. Bubba O'Reilly. With your host, Sentinel Paranormal, looking out for you. The host with more than one ghost. Ghost Getter.
Thank you. the original Nightbreed.
Hey, Mike, do you think we might shut that thing off?
No, are you crazy?
He won't answer till the station break.
Mike, the country wants to hear from you. The world is waiting, Mike.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy.
With Mike, Ghost Getter.
Boy, what a great show.
On Jackalope Radio.
Sweet, sweet Waldo. Now, Waldo, I hope you find some friends this year.
Oh, Mom, you know I'm not like other guys. I'm nervous and my socks are too loose.
Sit down, Waldo.
Oh!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the Jackalope Radio, and you've got it.
Yes, we do. Oh, we are. Good evening. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Those of you out there in Jackalope land, Jackalope and 105 FM, the Nightbreed Show. Wix.com/ghostgetter. Kind of lost me there for a second. Welcome everybody in chat. We got a full chat tonight. I'm bouncing up and down and like bouncing up and down. And I appreciate about it, everyone tonight. Oh yeah, we are here as always outside of Dallas, Texas. We appreciate everybody being here as always. And north, south, and east, west, all over the country. From Australia, we appreciate you listening to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Europe, Asia, everywhere else. The planet of Mars, which is where all of us are half the time. Yeah. Of course we are. And a lot of people in chat tonight. Let's see if we can get this and do this right. TheNightBreedShow.wix.com/ghostgetter. Have my assistant welcome. Quote the mud. Spooky, which will be calling in. Sparky Elk, Bad Mama, Big Boy, Zippy, Ravens, Sergeant Rock, I'm a Wannabe, and everywhere else, we appreciate it. This is the Nightbreed Show with the Ghost Getter on Jackalope Radio. In and out, as always. We thank you for being here, and we hope it stays this way, at least until the show ends. Tonight we got a good show for you. Oh, man, did I just bust GAC and their BS, part two. Plus, Alec Jones is a big, giant, freaking fraud. And I'm going to expose that, too, as well. Yeah, allegedly. Away we go. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And, a big, fat, giant size. Ha, ha, ha. Booyah. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And, of course, I know I'm hearing complaints that I'm going in and out of the station. That figures. Why not? Why not? You know, last night my show completely cut off, and it was supposed to come back at the top of the half hour. And it didn't, so, oh, man, this is so disappointing. You know, and during the summer, I was going to hugely promote this show and everything and throw as many flyers out there as I can and get as many people to listen, but I just can't do it. I cannot throw 3,000 flyers on cars and everywhere else and businesses if I get on here and my show cuts off the first night that I'm doing the show. I can't do it. I can't do that. How do you think that would make me look if I'm boosting my show up, making it look like a big deal, and I get on here and all of a sudden it cuts off in the middle of the show? I can't do that. So, you know, I'm not going to do it. And not until something is repaired, this computer is fixed, whatever the case may be, I can't do that. I can't take no chances of getting as many listeners as possible on one specific night and it cuts off on me. I can't do that. That would be very, very bad for me as far as reputation goes. No one would listen to the show again, and I can't apologize for that. You can't take that back. But you know, folks, this is live radio. This is how it works. You know, this is live radio. This is the only time I am on the air. So, I don't, besides the archives, I don't come on any other time but that. And I don't hear my show being played in replays or you know, anything like that. I never hear it, but one time a week or two times a week, Thursday and Friday, and that's it. So I'm not too certain about it. I'm very, very skeptical about playing my show and promoting it as big as I do, and then it cuts off. That would be dangerous for me. So I don't know, but excuse me. All of a sudden, my throat is gone. But I hope that we don't cut in and out all night long, because I got a lot of good stuff that's going to blow you away. And it's going to make you think a lot differently about Ghost Adventures, that's for sure. So, we don't know. I'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll run through and it'll be okay. If not, you know, there's archives, of course. There's definitely archives. But tonight we're going to talk about that and their little trip to the Myrtles. And I figured something out over the last week that between this show part one and, or that the last show part one and this show part two, I figured some things out that, wow, really? Really? That's pretty much what I was thinking. So we're going to now. Whether you are a giant, huge fan of Ghost Adventures, because it seems like no matter what I say about them or the show or giving you hard evidence, giving you evidence right to the core, telling you evidence, showing you evidence, playing you evidence, everything else, and those out there that hear it, excuse me, there, I had to get rid of that, but showing hard evidence and people out there that I hand it right to your face and tell you and give it to you straight up, right to your face. There are those out there that will attack me for it because they just refuse to listen, refuse to believe it. And the same thing goes for Alex Jones. You cannot believe some of the crap that I found from him. I mean, I am so overwhelmed with evidence on this guy. It is just ridiculous. And still, no matter how many times you post it, no matter how many times you say it, no matter how many times you hit somebody in the face with a baseball bat with it, how dare you talk about him like that? I believe every word he says. And you just bang your head. Because he's still doing it. You believe in it still. I can't believe it. How many people out there have exposed it and they still have people get mad and they still argue it? Oh, wow. That's just sad. Sad. So, I don't know. I guess you can always believe what you want to believe, but you know the truth. You know what it is. And if you don't want to believe it, that's up to you. But still, it's right there, and I give it to you, and that's how it's going to be. So that's what we're going to be talking tonight. Of course, there's a lot of exposure. So, but first, I want to mention something because it's a time of the year again. It is, I want to mention it's Todd Sheets' birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to Todd. And give him a big kudos because he's... Yes.
Indigenous.
He is 65 years old today. That's right. He is 75. So, I want to give a big shout out to Todd today and his 53rd birthday. So, I want to drop that. And also, it is Quote's birthday. So.
Indigenous.
Yeah.
Indigenous.
So it's Quote's 18th birthday and Todd's 45th birthday, 49th. So, 60, something like that. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. And a big one for Quote. And this one's for you. Oh, yeah, I know you love this one. Yeah. For you, buddy.
When I was not so strong, pretty man came to me. Never seen eyes so blue. You know I could not
This is his favorite song, by the way.
Come on home, girl, he said with a smile.
He's a magic cam.
Winter nights we sang in tune, played inside the months. Everything could never let this spell last forever. A summer lover passed to fall, tried to realize it all. Mama says she's worried, growing up in a hurry.
Anyway, it's the magic cam song. He's a magic cam.
Mama,
he's a magic cam. Jam time. Anyway, I let that go. I try to let it go. So happy birthday, quote me on that. We might be hitting them on that song again quite a few times tonight.
Indigenous.
So, you know, we might get them on that one more time. The magic cam. Anyway, we thank you, everybody, for being here. As always. You know, I'm hoping I'm still not running in and out of my show. I'm trying to delete everything I can to let it go away. But I'm trying to delete as much as I can, thinking maybe it's my computer, but I don't think it is. To be honest with you, I seriously don't think it's my computer, but you never know. You get rid of stuff as much as you can, or, you know, because I'm the magic man, and it stays there. Anyway, stick around. We got more coming up. We got, we're going to keep on with Cameron tonight. Yeah. Because I just know how much you guys love it. Anyway. Yeah. He's going to hate me for that if I keep doing that. Stick around. We got more coming up. We got some wailing on a few people. So keep it right here with the Greg Kin Band.
The Nightbreed Show.
They are grievous chasms of torture as hellfire sin.
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, too loud. What happened there? Thanks, everybody, tonight for being here on Jackalope Radio. We appreciate it. As always, pulling out the big guns tonight. It's a great ad lib, right? I can't believe it. Yeah, definitely pulling out some big guns. Do you remember last week when I was talking about... I'm sorry, I got distracted. Like, oh, he's floating by. What happened there? It's like, I don't know why I do that sometimes. I just float on and I just start going and I just forget where I am. But last week I was talking about Ghost Adventures in part one, and we talked about how they said in one of the shows that they're based on fact and not myth, and they try to keep everything in a factual kind of way. Well, here's the audio for that.
One thing I want to clarify here at Myrtle's Plantation, and the one thing that the Ghost Adventures crew are very strict on, is separating what is a legend and what is fact and what is a myth.
Separating legend and what is fact and what is a myth. Well, I was looking up the rest of the Myrtles here, and I was watching the show, and I really, really was disgusted in how they treated Miss Hester. And how they edited her out as far as her saying that she knows. She said she liked voodoo was good, because nowhere in the show did she ever say that. Unless they edited that part out, then nowhere in the show did she ever say that. She did say that back in the day they thought that voodoo was good. Everyone thought it was part of a medicine thing, but unlike today where people look at it as a bad thing. So it's hugely different than back then compared to today. Now, maybe she knows people or she's involved with it. It's kind of a thing where you don't blurt out to every single person on the planet. But of course, you know, Ghost Adventures done a real bang-up job of messing this one up. Of really tearing this apart. So I'm going to go to that before I go to the actual evidence of what they did. So this is the disgusting version of how they ruined her name. Now, Cameron knows, and other people know as well as I know, being there, when you go to the place, when you go to the Myrtles, we've been there, you tend to focus your eyes wide open on every detail of that household. Because you never know what's going to happen around the corner. You never know. We're not saying the place isn't or hasn't had any problems. Of course it does. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53 videos alone. Oh, 55. 55 videos that I have in my office right now. That is not including the ones that are out in boxes in my garage of ghost tapes that I've recorded on my video camera. Not just at the Myrtles alone. These are different places. You know, the sister's house, which I lived, the Myrtles Plantation, the Stanley Hotel, on and on and on. Remember, 55 tapes plus cases, boxes that I have in my office or outside my office in the garage. These are the tapes that I have to look at, okay? A lot of them are Myrtle's tapes. The reason I have so many tapes is because when I walk into the door, the first thing I do when I get my equipment, yeah, I'm like the count, blah, one, two, three. What I do, as soon as I walk in the door and I get all my equipment together, I set the camera down and I start recording and I don't stop for the entire time that I'm there. 24 hours a day, as much as I can. As soon as the 2 hours are up, or 3 hours, depending on the videotape, I take it out, I put another tape in, I start recording. 2 or 3 hours are gone, I take it out, I put another tape in, and I start recording. And I do that for the 48 hours or however long it is that we're there. So you can't imagine how many videotapes that is. Can you imagine? So if I live about a year and a half in my sister's house, or if I'm there 2 days at the Myrtle's Plantation, or if I'm there at wherever it is that I'm there, the weekend at the Stanley Hotel, I'm recording constantly. I'm not walking with a camera like Ghost Adventures does or Ghost Hunters does and walk in for a couple of minutes or a couple of hours and record and turn the camera off. If there's something going on in this house or this building, I'm going to make sure that this camera is not going to miss it. Plus, I have other equipment that I walk around with, but I'm going to make sure nothing's going to be missed, because I want to make sure every little single piece of evidence that I find is going to be on that tape, or something's going to be somewhere. Because if you walk in for a few minutes and record, or walk over here for a few minutes and record, you're not going to get anything, or rarely will you get anything. So how long was Ghost Adventures there? I have no clue, but I guarantee you they haven't recorded as much as I've recorded in this place. So I have tons of these tapes just sitting here that I have to go through again to find certain things. Oh, like the one part where I was sitting on the porch and I said, I walked over there to the restaurant, which is on the Myrtle's property, and I heard some banging on the window, and it sounded like this. And I did that, banged on the chair, and made the noise and all that stuff. So you can see on the camera that me and the other family members were in a distance, standing in front of the camera in a distance in the grass when nobody else is around, and you hear what sounds like an Indian drum mocking what I just did a few seconds before in a distance. I got on video camera what sounds like cannons going off. I got on video camera where you hear scratching on the wall for 2 hours, and I cannot figure out what that is. Could be mice, but I'm certainly doubting it. But I also have on the tape the door downstairs while my camera was sitting on the dresser or the table where the mirror is, you know, the famous mirror. I had my camera sitting on that table when I was pointed toward the stairs for 2 hours. You hear the door rattling. The door is constantly rattling. It stops. A few minutes go by, then it starts rattling again. It stops. A few minutes go by, and it starts rattling again. The only way I could assume anything about that door rattling is the fact that it may be the air conditioner coming on. That would be the only possible reason for it, because that happens. But I don't think there's any haunted place that I'm aware of. You can correct me if I'm wrong. You can come by here and you can, you know, tell me that it's happened, where noises, specific noises, go on for two straight hours. This goes on 2 hours. You hear this rattling of this door. Have you ever in your life been anywhere? Have you ever been in your life anywhere where you've been recording a haunted place or been recording something and had your camera sitting there or your audio device sitting there, and for 2 straight hours you heard the same noise over and over and over again for 2 hours? Have you ever had that happen to you? Do you know someone where that's ever happened to them? Have you ever watched a YouTube video or watched a Ghost Hunter show or heard any kind of audio or any stories out there where somebody was sitting a camera or audio device on a certain specific spot and heard it going off, a sound going off for 2 straight hours. Have you ever heard that? No, you haven't. I haven't. Well, I have, being the fact that my camera was sitting there. But I didn't say it couldn't be possible that it was something haunted, because I've never seen that happen before, ever. But they took the first 30 seconds of this tape in the show, and they made this door rattling seem like it was the biggest thing they've ever captured on this planet. But the first piece of audio I'm going to play you is how they made Miss Hester, which we've met her before. She's the nicest lady that you could ever meet. And, you know, nicest lady that you can ever meet. And, you know, she gets nailed like she's a terrible person and she lies to Ghost Adventures. And I'm thinking the only reason why they're pissed off is because they wanted to go in there and do voodoo rituals or seances and all that stuff, and they weren't allowed to. I think they were just mad because they couldn't blow up Ghost Adventures like they usually do and make a huge thing out of it and take it to the extreme like they always do. I think that's the only reason why they were mad. And apparently they're having trouble hearing me in the show again. Wow, that's messed up. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Everything seems to be running fine, but obviously it's not. But anyway, here's that audio and how they made her look as far as the voodoo stuff. Now, keep in mind and listen to the very beginning when she talks about the past and how they said voodoo in the past was considered medicine, and today people look at it as a bad thing. Nowhere in this audio does she say it's a good thing. Nowhere in the audio. She talks about the past.
Ms. Hester, do you think Cleo's spirit's here at Myrtle's?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't know anything about voodoo, but I do know that it was a medicine. So it wasn't the horror thing that people say voodoo is now.
But at the time, Mr. Winter thought that he held Cleo responsible.
Now, remember she said that in the beginning about it's not looked at bad back then like it is today?
Ms. Hester, do you think Cleo's spirit's here at Myrtle's?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't know anything about voodoo, but I do know that it was a medicine. So it wasn't the horror thing that people say voodoo is now.
But at the time, Mr. Winter thought that he held Cleo responsible.
See, she did not say that. She did not say it in the thing, but I don't know. I'm telling people to go to the station site or tune in. Apparently it's not working. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the chat room that's not working right. I don't know. Maybe it's the chat room that's going out. People are having trouble in chat here in the show, so maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I can't check it, because if I check it, it's going to create this, you know, it's going to create this feedback that's going to mess the whole thing up, so I can't do it. I can't check it. So if it's error in the station, then it's not, if it's an error in the station, then it's going to be, if it's an error on the website, it's going to be the station, so I apologize. I don't know what's going on, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. This is going to happen. I don't know. I can't do a show on here if it keeps happening every week. I don't know what's going on. Everything's running fine, according to us. So I don't know. I'll have to check it. Let's see. Yeah, this is a good way to mess things up. Oh, they did change some things in here. Wow. The whole website's changed. Interesting. Ew, it wasn't like this yesterday. Figure out what that is. There it goes. Hey, it says I'm working. So I don't know. So that works. So check that out. And there's a thing in chat. Check it out. And maybe that works. There. I had to tell people where to go because it works for me. Whoopsie. Close that. Close that. And go back there. Anyway. So, to get back where I was saying, because I'm running out of time here, listen to that part again where he talks, he asks her about voodoo, and I'm going to keep it going and watch what happens.
Ms. Hester, do you think Cleo's spirit's here at Myrtle's?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah?
Now, of course, I don't know anything about voodoo, but I do know that it was a medicine. So it wasn't the horror thing that people say voodoo is now.
But
it wasn't the horror thing that people say it is now, but back then they considered it medicine. Okay, moving on.
At the time, Mr. Winter thought that he held Cleo responsible.
Oh, yeah, out of anger.
Out of anger.
Sure.
And he killed her.
Yes.
On the property.
Yes, she was hung. She was hung.
Although lack of documentation forces us to call the Cleo story legend, we cannot say that it did not happen. We are hoping to verify the story by conducting our own voodoo ritual, and we will need a little help.
Ms. Hester, do you know anything about voodoo?
I know nothing about voodoo. And you know what?
Do you know anybody that we can talk to that knows something about voodoo here locally?
And this is frustrating.
No, unfortunately, I don't know anyone you can talk to that know anything about voodoo locally.
Really? Okay.
Oh, disappointing, aren't you?
No, it's okay.
Who are you talking to?
Jeff.
What did he say?
It doesn't make sense.
What did he say?
It doesn't make sense to me. I asked him if he knew of any voodoo people around this area, okay, to do a ritual. And he goes, well, yeah, why didn't you just ask Ms. Esther? And I said, I did ask her. And he goes, well, what are you talking about? She practically raised a guy who's the most well-known voodoo guy, I guess, in this area. I think it is unusual that she wouldn't just tell us that this guy who is so close to her, almost family, who is known for voodoo, and she wouldn't tell us that.
I don't know anyone you can talk to that know anything about voodoo locally.
It's weird. Is there something more
about trying to make a big deal out of nothing?
Voodoo topic here
big time, and they're keeping it quiet.
Right.
I say we go talk to the owners and ask them in.
We're going to go ask Teresa, the general manager here at Myrtle's, if we are allowed to bring in somebody to do a voodoo ritual on the property here.
Which is stupid. As bad as that place is, you wouldn't do that. You're just outrageously nuts to do that.
Come on. Teresa? Hi, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Hi. Would it be okay if we brought somebody on property to do a voodoo ritual before our lockdown?
No, we can't have that. No, the owners don't allow anything related to voodoo rituals or seances. We are very strict in that respect. I apologize.
That's fine. Okay. Well, that's good news for Aaron, at least.
Oh, Aaron?
Yeah, it's good news for him.
Okay.
No, that's good. Well, we just wanted to ask before we did it. Yeah, no problem. Come here, guys. Now I'm confused. When we mentioned voodoo to Ms. Hester, she said voodoo is what? Good.
No, she did not say that. There's your biggest mistake right there. She said that voodoo is good. Listen.
Now I'm confused. When we mentioned voodoo to Ms. Hester, she said voodoo is
good. Look how they edit it.
You know, a lot of people think of voodoo as evil, and it was not. It could save lives.
If voodoo...
They edited her out. She said a lot of people say that voodoo is evil, and it is not. They edited her out from saying what she originally said. And this is what she originally said.
Spirits here at Myrtle's?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't know anything about voodoo, but I do know that it was a medicine. So it wasn't the horror thing that people say voodoo is now.
But if
she did not say that. She did not say it was good. She just said, back in the day, this is pretty much what she said, back in the day, people looked at it as medicine, and it's not as horrible back then as it is seen today. That's what she said. Now look how he spun it around and made her look like she said it was good.
Said voodoo is what? Good.
You know, a lot of people think of voodoo as evil, right. And it was not. It could save lives.
If voodoo is good.
They edited her from saying what she really originally said, and they left out words and they added a few more to make her sound like she said that when she did not. She didn't even use the word good.
Why would Teresa say they don't want voodoo here?
Think about this. If the voodoo priestess who got hung here, right, back in the day.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with that.
If you brought voodoo back, what if it amped her up and made her pissed? Like, they might be worried about her.
It could curse the whole property.
Right, because if I was a voodoo priestess and I got
murdered,
and then all of a sudden I came back and I had my juice back,
right.
Oh, dude, I would take hell on this place.
I think that they know that voodoo is powerful. You're going to conjure up what we all know too well. I mean, we've been in voodoo. We know this.
Instead of doing the voodoo ritual, we should bring a voodoo person in here as a trigger object, like we're talking.
Ms. Hester didn't even mention the guy who calls her mom is one of the biggest voodoo guys around here. And
maybe because it's none of your business, that's why.
She didn't even tell me that when I asked her if she knew anybody that did voodoo, which to me was very strange.
Should we go?
She tells me voodoo is all good, and here we're not allowed.
She did not say voodoo was all good. Again, here's what he says.
Even do a voodoo, which to me was very strange.
Should we go?
She tells me voodoo is all good, and here we're not allowed to even do a voodoo ritual here and bring that guy. I think we should go talk to that guy. Should we talk to him?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, she said a voodoo was all good and all that. That's not what she said. Again, this is the beginning of when she was speaking about it.
Ms. Hester, do you think Cleo's spirit's here at Myrtle's?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah?
Now, of course, I don't know anything about voodoo, but I do know that it was a medicine. So it wasn't the horror thing that people say voodoo is now.
But if it...
That's what she said. Back then, people considered it medicine. Today, it's considered bad today, unlike it was back in the day. That's what she said. She did not use the word good. We've never heard her use the word good. She didn't say that it was a great thing. Let's all jump on the voodoo bandwagon and start doing seances because that's what you want. That's exactly what you want, Zach. You want to do your little outrageous rituals and your voodoo and your seances or whatever it is that you do so you can make it look good for your TV show. That's why you cut the whole Myrtle's investigation short. Because there wasn't a whole lot of investigation to this show. There was a lot of other stuff, but not a whole lot of investigating. And I think because he was limited in what he can do, that's why they cut it short. Because there's no such thing in going in there and just doing an investigation. No, we have to blow it up and over-exaggerate it to a certain point where everything just goes haywire. Now that they made him look pretty much, or I made him look pretty much like an idiot with this edit that he did. I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he has his reasons for what he does. But look at the, I'm going to, oh, wait till I got, show you this evidence here. This is the door that I'm about to debunk here. And how in the beginning, they say it's one thing, and then they turn around in the end, and they say it's another. How they contradict themselves. This will really, really shock you. Stick around. I got this. I'm going to set it up and get it ready. I just said, oh, got you. Keep it right here. This is going to be great. We'll be right back.
your show. Well, I'll be coming back, baby. I'll be coming back for more. Do 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 dingle, sing it, don't bong, good thing. But I'm a summer, no more cone, gone day. Like an apple kiss, but I want out of devil. Simple pleasure, I'm a special, but I won't regret it never. Here I go.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent clown became famous.
Well, why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Para rock that doesn't suck. Nightbreed Radio.
I had to take a break here so I can get everything set up. Keep in mind... Welcome back, everybody. Keep in mind that I have a videotape that ran for 2 hours. Like I was saying, I have it among all my videotapes. If I can figure out how to set it up on this computer, I would show you, and you would be, oh, my goodness, that's exactly what you'd be thinking. Really? Yeah, really. It's the same door. And I'll show you why here in a second. This is the door situation. Now, keep in mind, this is the beginning of the show, and they don't mention it till later, and I have to tell you what's going on here.
There are many legends, mysteries, and facts about the dark history of Myrtle's Plantation. And right now, we're going to go try and communicate with the spirits themselves to separate what's fact from fiction.
Separate what's fact from fiction. They're still going by that. That we do everything based on fact and not fiction and not myth, right? This is what they're saying now. And I understand they're trying to build their reputation as looking at a factual kind of show, but I'm about to debunk them once again.
It said Mr. William Winter died on the 17th step. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, right there.
Now keep in mind, this is the, when you walk into the house, there's a door on your right, and then there's a door on your left. The door on your, when you walk into the house and you face the stairs, the door on your right is a glass door. It opens, there's two doors that combine together. I don't know what you call that, but it's a huge glass door that you open up, and it opens up in two parts. I don't know what you call that. You know, just opens up like some kind of summer door or something. Kind of like a bar door or something. But it's full of glass from top to bottom. And then there's a door on your left that leads into another room. By the way, the door on the right leads into another room. So... that's what it looks like when you walk in. And then there's a piano sitting right there next to the door. I've had my camera on the piano, and I've had my camera on the table where the mirror is. By the way, the mirror is on your left-hand side next to the door. And on the other side of the room is the piano and the door that's full of glass. And then the stairs are right in the middle, pretty much.
It's an honor to be in one of the most iconic, supposedly haunted locations in America.
Hello, spirits. I'd like to start off by just felt a gust of wind right here, Nick.
In front of you?
Yeah. Is there an air vent around here?
on the floor or something?
Sure. Dude, I'm right by the door and there's no air coming through this thing.
Whenever you feel a sudden draft of wind when no windows or explainable sources are causing it, this could be a spirit manifestation or feeling the transference of energy within the environment. But as investigators always try to debunk the event before tagging it as paranormal.
It's got that gust of wind you're talking about, Zach.
Yeah?
There's air on.
Is there?
Yeah.
I think there is.
I can hear it, feel it. It's warm air, too.
Oh, there it is. And that's exactly where we would have felt standing right here. So that's debunked.
Debunked. Remember that I said that, and remember that he said that. On your left-hand side, where the stairs are, above the door, there's an air vent. Above the door on the left-hand side. There is a door on the right-hand side. No air vent. The glass door. But there's a door on the left-hand side, and they just debunked it, and they said there was a vent above that was coming on. Keep that in mind.
Hey, Nick, just listen for a second.
Oh. They're upstairs now.
You hear that?
Yes, right there. Listen!
This is what we've heard this exact same thing when we were upstairs. Keep in mind, that's where they are right now, above, on the top of the steps around the corner.
I heard a door open, close, and then I heard footsteps moving through the downstairs.
It's so heavy in this building.
Play that again.
You hear that?
Yes, right there. Listen!
I'm going to crank it up so you can hear it, okay? Because I know you love to hear this. Okay. On with the show.
I heard a door open, close, and then I heard footsteps moving through the downstairs.
That's what I heard.
It's so heavy in this building. Everything feels so heavy.
Think about it, man. These stairwells, you got a sick feeling, an angry feeling, a sad feeling, all because you died right here. Wondering if maybe we ain't feeling something that's the emotions that he felt climbing up the stairs. What was that?
The door on the right.
There's someone there?
This is the door on the right making the noise.
Dude, everything's shaking.
An entire glass door.
Keep watching those monitors, guys.
Listen! Listen!
That's exactly what I captured for 2 hours. Listen again.
Holy
film, film.
I'm filming.
Film.
That goes to the parlor.
Just don't say anything. Film it.
You saw that, right?
All
right.
I heard it.
Zach, come here, quick.
Oh. What's wrong?
Quick.
Zach, do me a favor right now.
Yeah?
Go to the other side and you see where this door is? Go on the opposite side, shaking. Someone's moving.
Someone's shaking the shit out of it, bro.
Whoa, oh, it's right behind the camera, and check it out. The camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa. Look at the kid the camera says, dude.
Nick and Aaron hear this door rattling uncontrollably, and the X camera set up on the opposite side of the door shooting into the parlor room captures the rattling sounds and then mysteriously malfunctions and stops recording.
Same thing that I've captured that I have on videotape for 2 hours, guys. 2 hours.
We believe that whatever makes the door rattle also causes the camera to malfunction, and that's not all. We also capture something unexplained on the thermal imaging camera that is actually shooting back towards the X camera that malfunctions. And this is the door that's rattling with Nick and Aaron on the other side of this wall.
There is no other side of the wall. What they do is they have, here's the mistake that they made in this show, okay? The camera's facing the door. They say Nick and Aaron's on the other side of this wall. That is not true. They are standing in the dark in front of the door. So what you see on the X camera is actually Nick and Aaron walking by the other side of the door. The door is glass from top to bottom, from the floor to the top of the door. Glass. And they caught it on the X camera saying there's a shadow walking by. The camera is right in front of the door, not pointed on the other side of the wall where they're saying they're standing. They're standing right in front of the door. And here's more.
So to add to this chain of events, which involves the door rattling at the same time that this camera malfunctions, this unexplained dark mass manifests on the other side of these chairs near the floor. We are not saying this is a ghost or paranormal. We just can't debunk it because in our experience, the thermal imaging camera does not pick up on casted shadows. And if anything was being cast through the chairs, you would also see the legs darken at the same time, but this dark mass manifests behind them. On top of that, this color depicts very icy cold temperature. We feel that this unexplained visual capture has something to do with the rest of the chain of events.
And the door. On the other side.
Dude, someone was shaking the door.
Keep in mind, where they are standing, is in the same spot that they were standing in the beginning of the show when they said the vent was on above the door on the left. Facing and looking at the door on the right, they say they are standing in the same spot where they said the vent was on. Keep in mind, that's what they said in the beginning. Now look what they say now.
Like shaking it, like let me out.
And right where the door is where this camera that just came the screen of.
First I thought it was outside in like some wind or something. And then when we looked down and we really noticed it was inside, there's no wind in here. There's nothing that could have made that happen except for a spirit.
There's no wind inside and no air that could possibly make that happen. It has to be a spirit. Really? Being the fact that they're standing in the same spot earlier where they heard the vent and saw the vent on the door on the left. They're facing the door on the right. Both of them are facing one another. So it's not like the door's off a little bit or down the hallway. They're both facing one another. One on the right, one on the left. And this is the beginning.
Plantation. And right now, we're
standing at the door on the left.
It's an honor being one of the most iconic.
Hold on.
Just felt a gust of wind right here, Nick.
In front of you?
Yeah. Is there an air vent around here? On the floor or something?
Sure.
Dude, I'm right by the door and there's no air coming through this thing.
Whenever you feel a sudden draft of wind when no windows or explainable sources are causing it, this could be a spirit manifestation or feeling the transference of energy within the environment. But as investigators always try to debunk the event before tagging it as paranormal.
It's got that gust of wind you're talking about, Zach.
Yeah?
There's air on.
Is there?
Yeah.
I think there is.
I can hear it, feel it. It's warm air, too.
Oh, there it is. And that's exactly where we would have felt standing right here. So that's debunked.
Standing at the door on the left, they said there's air on. There's a vent above the door. They're standing right across from the same door on the right, and this is what they say.
Like shaking it, like let me out.
And right where the door is where this camera that just came the screen of.
First, I thought it was outside in like some wind or something. And then when we looked down and we really noticed it was inside, there's no wind in here. There's nothing that could have made that happen except for a spirit.
Oh, that's a big booyah to them. That's a big, huge booyah. Because the vent is pointed toward the door on the right, causing that door to rattle. It's either that or if it's a ghost, then my videotape has got a ghost trying to get out of that door for 2 hours, two straight hours, and that door is rattled. Oh, and by the way, something I want to mention, you know what also causes that door to make that noise? Because that door is extremely loose. When you walk on the stairs or you walk upstairs, the boards are so loose and the house is so shaky that when you walk upstairs, you can actually hear the door rattling when you're walking around upstairs. It's true. Cameron's in chat. He can quote me on that, so to speak. And I'm telling you, man, that is a huge mistake that they made. Anybody that spent time at the Myrtles for even a day will notice that. Set a camera up there, either on the piano or on the dresser area, whatever it is, where the mayor is. And correct me if I'm wrong, because it happens all the time. And I'm not saying the Myrtles doesn't have anything going on there, because I guarantee it does. Because we've witnessed stuff that I cannot explain. I cannot explain how the motion detector alarms in that room on the right are on, and you cannot walk in that room without setting off the motion detector alarms. We're sitting outside. There is a door that leads outside in that room, and we're sitting outside next to that door that leads outside, and quote is claiming that he's sitting next to the door, and he can see the door handle moving back and forth like somebody's trying to open or turn the handle. I turned to him and said, well, I didn't see anything. But then I turned my head and looked again in the corner of my eye, and I was sitting there staring at the door handle moving by itself like somebody was moving the handle. And I looked at quote and I said, well, I sure as hell see it this time. And I can't explain that because there's nobody in that room because I have motion detectors on. So they would have been set off. That's one of the weird things that I've noticed about that place. Or the chair at the gift shop that moved by itself. Or the fact that we were standing out in the field one time and heard a horse and buggy coming toward us. You know, loud horse hooves clopping in the grass. We were standing there listening to it, and there was nothing there. And I remember I didn't say a word. I looked at the person that was next to me, and she said, I'm hearing it too, and it's a horse. So I cannot explain a lot of things that I've seen there, a lot of stories that I can tell you. And I can go on forever about the stories that I can tell you about all kinds of things that we've noticed. It's a freaky place. I am not lying to you. But I'm telling you, that door, no way. They did not do enough to debunk that. Either that, or they needed something, just something, to get anything to do a show on. Because, you know, the first night, nothing happened to us, but we stayed there two nights. The second night was horrible, and it was nowhere near like the first night. It got much worse. So maybe they had a night where nothing happened, but they had to find something. So that is hugely bad. Now, if you want to go after me and say that I'm a bad person for saying that, for tearing them apart, go ahead. But the truth is the truth, and you cannot change that.
I need to feel your touch.
The Nightbreed Show.
They could be made of anything. Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial, you mean?
Extraterrestrial.
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 There you go.
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
Now that we threw that one out, thank you everybody for being here tonight. Cap my assistant, quote me on that. Happy B-Day. Of course, happy birthday to Todd Sheets. It's his 62nd birthday. Spooky, Sparky Elk, Mad Mama Jamma, Raven, Sergeant Rock, I'm a Wannabe, and Zippy, if he's still listening, welcome. Can't believe I got that thing from Ghost Adventures, and I said, ooh, I gotcha. Ooh, oh, I gotcha. Oh, man. If you'd been to the Myrtles, you'd understand what I'm talking about, but definitely got him on that one. So, let's close the door and debunk that. Last week, I was watching, and I'm trying to do this pretty fast, and I guess I'll continue next week. I was watching a video on Alex Jones Exposed. Now, if you know, he's a giant, huge conspiracy theorist in Austin, and I don't really listen to him because I think he's way outrageous about some of the things that he says. So I didn't make much of it. But the fact is, when I look at this Alex Jones video Exposed, it gives a ton of evidence on Alex Jones. A ton of evidence that he's not telling the truth in a lot of things that he says. And when people have called him out about the evidence, he ignores it or he gets very, very angry. Very viciously angry. And then I was watching this video and I posted it on Facebook and I thought, wow, this is huge. This is huge. And then some guy that is not even on my friends list posts a thing and sends me a thing that says from veteranstoday.com. It's an open letter about Alex Jones. And it goes on and on and on about the evidence that's it so against this guy. From NASA satellite evidence to stories about Stu Webb, who was a federal whistleblower, an affidavit that he has on here. And each one of these has sources and links that go on forever. And I was in shock at how many things that they post on here and so many links that you can go to that you can be on here for a month and still not have everything. But all the evidence is here. And it's just amazing. And one of them I thought was shocking to me was, who was this guy? Now let me read it here for a second because I can find it. It says, I have a few questions for anybody out there that is involved in spreading the truth and knows Alex Jones. Did you know that Ted Gunderson, who is a big, big follower of Alex Jones, and Alex Jones follows him, and he uses him as evidence in a lot of things, and it says here, Ted Gunderson was a Satanist that was and a child molester. That's what it says. And here it shows, well, I'm just going to, I turn around and I thought to myself, well, there's got to be something to back it up on this. And then there's a link at the bottom that says, here's the affidavit that proves it. Plus, it's in a book. And the book is called, I'm going to look at the link here. Got to go to the link. The book is called The Cesspool, A Cesspool of Judicial Corruption, published by the RCH Publishing Company, division of Roland C. Hickson Incorporated, Colorado. But it's there's affidavits and all kinds of stuff. It says Ted Gunderson had sex with a 12-year-old at a satanic ritual in 1972. And I thought, wow. And Alex Jones is promoting this guy? Are you kidding me? So we went on and on and on. And this goes on. I mean, it goes on. So I collected audio on some of the things that he did that was not very good stuff, according to Alex Jones. But I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to play more of it next week. But I do have a guy that worked with him, and Bill Cooper. If you remember Bill Cooper, he was a radio host that was knocked down, and he was police raided his house about some gun issue. He got shot to death, I believe, in the early 2000s. And he was a huge guy that blew the whistle on a lot of people, and it just so happens his death was really mysterious, and a lot of things are going on. He was being watched and all that. But the funny thing is, none of this happens to Alex Jones. Not anything remotely close to this happens to Alex Jones, which I find very suspicious. If this guy was so bad about going after the government and exposing them, how come the government hasn't shut him down? How come the FCC hasn't shut him down? That's a huge question, and I have on this guy. But there is a guy that actually worked with him, Jack Blood. Jack Blood was one of the was a radio host that worked for Alex Jones that broke his silence on what Alex Jones was doing behind the scenes, and it was pretty damn incriminating stuff. So here's the radio show from 2010 when Jack Blood broke his silence on Alex Jones and how bad this guy really is.
And there are people. There are people here in Texas that have been trying to put me out for years. One of those people is Alex Jones. Now, I've kept my mouth shut. I have taken the high road every single time. I have never used my show or my website to attack other activists of any kind, whether I disagree with them or not, or whether they have been actively out working to blackball me or not. I kept my head down and kept my work going and tried to be cheerful and positive and inspiring as much as I possibly could while giving you the information that you need to talk to your loved ones, your coworkers, people on the street. But now I find myself in the unusual position of having to hit back. Because I do not agree with the last 24 to last 48 hours of brutal attacks against Deborah Medina for not answering the question, for agreeing with a neocon and trying to get herself back on message and back on track. Now, if you've not heard of any of this, again, I hate to have to talk about it, but I'm going to spend at least the first part of the show doing it. I'm going to take your calls, 512-879-3805. I'm not asking you to take sides. See, that's not something I do. That's something that people like Alex Jones do. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. If you don't do everything I say, if you don't make sure I'm number one, if you don't answer every call, if you don't do everything I say, I'm putting you out. And let me tell you, folks, that's exactly what happened to me 2 years ago at Ed and Elaine Brown's front yard. When I got a call from my wife, she said one of our friends had been put out of his house. The sheriffs had come, put him out of his house. He had nowhere to live. Now, I don't know what you would do if you got a call like that, but I assume many of you, you big-hearted patriots, would take the person in. Would not turn your nose up to him and shut your door in his face. Now, of course, I'm on the ground in New Hampshire. And I say, yes, by all means. We got you. Which is what I try to do for my friends. I was told by Alex Jones, in no uncertain terms, that I was not allowed to do this. Because he had a problem with this person who was one of his former employees. And that if I did that, I would be cutting my own throat. Now, this is a guy that for the last few years had called me late at night and talked about how we have to get people that don't agree with him. What we can do behind the scenes to attack people in the liberty movement and take them out because they were causing him due grievance. That he felt threatened by them for some reason. And a lot of times it was just because they didn't follow orders. They didn't worship enough. One night I was sitting with Daniel Abramson in my kitchen, and Jones didn't know we were together, called us both, tried to play us off against each other. We were sitting at the same table. I mean, this kind of thing would happen over and over and over again. I found myself blackballed in the movement. One day, in 2008, just before another election, when I had spent almost all of my airtime and my expense on a broken leg, by the way, trying to warn people about Barack Obama, I was fired from every single radio station all at once, even though they weren't owned by the same person. Somehow, I was off air in one day. 2 months ago, when as I'm working myself back and getting the show back on the radar here, picked up a great station, KTAE, 5,000-watt station here in Texas. I was on that station approximately 2 weeks before Alex Jones called and threatened the station to either take me off or there was going to be trouble. There was financial remunerations involved. See, I don't want to say all of this. I never wanted to say all of this. But I've finally been pushed too far, because when I have to measure the cult of personality and the cult of celebrity and a multi-million dollar operation against freedom and liberty for Texas, I don't have a problem picking sides if I've been forced to do so. And I should have never been forced to do so. So I understand that a lot of people are very upset with me taking this position. People are going to be really upset when they hear some of the things I'm saying and will say on this broadcast today.
So that's Jack Blood, who was on with him. And I'm going to play more here in a second as I try to fix going off of Jackalope Radio. So let's take a break real quick, and we'll try to get back on. This is a Nightbreed show.
Look to the sky. forget it. I was wrong and I admit it.
You're in Ghost Getter domain.
I gave my love a story that had no end. I give.
Jackalope.
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 Welcome back. Apparently, I got knocked off the air. I don't know what the issue is exactly, but I'll make sure I can fix it somehow. Thank everybody for being here tonight, the show, and listening tonight. We appreciate everybody being here and sticking around as much as you can. We thank you for that, and I don't see a reason to keep going with the show tonight, so... So what I'm going to do is just, I guess, call it a night because I don't know what else to do to fix it. I only have 20 minutes left. So I do appreciate everybody being here tonight. I want to thank Kat, my assistant. Quote me on that. Happy birthday back to you, Spooky. Sorry you couldn't call in. Bam Bam Majama, Ravens, Sergeant Rock, I'm a Wannabe, Sparky Elk, and everybody listening to Jackalope Radio. And... the archives as well. Next week, we're going to go back and try to go after Alex Jones. If we can fix the problem, we will. So, we apologize. Yep. So, from the Ghost Getter... and the Nightbreed Show on Jackalope Radio. Till next week, from all of us, see ya.